Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Well, you had me on mute there. I don't hear you, though.
Oh, gosh. Sorry about that, everybody. All right, my fault. That was...
Yeah, you're right.
I had you... That's right. Okay.
On mute.
All right.
You had me on mute.
Everybody was on mute, everybody. All right, so everybody take a big, beautiful, deep breath in through the nose. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Golden white light. Crystalline white light. Just close your eyes for a second. Breathing in, coming in from the chakra, directly coming in from source. Golden white, pink, loving white. From your head down your neck, your shoulders all the way down to your fingertips, all the way down your back and your torso, all the way in and throughout all of your organs. Vibrant, healing, loving energies for you. Relaxing and ever so grounding, feeling the peace, feeling the harmony. Many of you can probably already feel some tingling sensations all the way down to your toes. And let that flow out through your aura, throughout all of your body. And take another huge deep breath in. Ringing in and merging in with your full fifth dimensional higher self. And now we are done. Okay, Zaria, now you can take it away.
I can take it away. Ooh.
Yes, we know you have a message for us.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to read something here to you as soon as I pull it up.
Oh, you know what? You could also mention to people, because everyone has been asking about the fires, and it looks like it's going down. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about what your dad has been up to recently in regards to that.
Working with RAMHSA to quench the fires, and that's what he's been
and
doing.
And how are they doing?
Working right along with RAMHSA and quenching the fires, putting out the fires, and bringing moisture into the areas that need it. And
all done.
Things are really all that you thought. Yeah, they're manifesting the no fires. She thought so, and you can do the same thing, but you just
of course.
Know that. And, of course, because you don't know that, you don't exercise it. So, therefore, that's the way it is. So, if you were to exercise your power, you would find that you are very powerful beings. You're not limited in any way, shape, or form, except the limitations you put upon yourself. Anyway.
Indeed.
Okay. Here's the latest update. So get your pen and pencils out, because I'm quite sure you want to take notes on this. Our military intel contact is confirming Mr. Fleming's sources, summarizing the past week this way. POTUS, Trump, did the final thing required by the 209 Nation Gold Treaty and Gisara when Trump oversaw Israel, the UAE, and the Bahrain signing in the Abraham Accords peace agreement last Tuesday, 9/15. He confirmed that one of Mr. Fleming's sources reported that funds began to get released to buyers and paymasters an hour after the signing. And about 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time last Tuesday, 9/15. The rest of the week was spent, he said, with the UST and paymasters checking and rechecking contracts with the UST and with the White House, dealing with some nations trying to renegotiate their terms in the RVGCR. And those were taken care of and told no more renegotiations because the shotgun release is happening over this weekend into next week, with liquidity release starting June, starting Tuesday, 9/22, and over the subsequent 72-hour period after Tuesday, 9/22, in which the Tier 4B will be started, as he has to be vague because of security reasons. He is confirming Mr. Fleming's sources and Charlie Ward's sources, reporting that many countries like Israel, Spain, and other countries went into lockdown yesterday, 9/18, telling their citizens it was a COVID-19 shutdown for the RVGCR release over the next 2 weeks, during which the private Tier 4B redemption exchanges will be taking place before the public Tier 5 is started anywhere through Thursday 10/1 to Monday 10/5. Confirmed Charlie Ward, saying that arrests of deep state criminals and child traffickers are going on right now this weekend, and that a major sweep in Israel arresting some very evil deep state leaders just finished today, Saturday 9/19. He said, and arrests are going on in many other countries, as Charlie Ward said, like the arrests continuing in southern Australia, rescuing many, many children from the deep state traffickers. He's confirming into info from Mr. Fleming sources that came out this week that the EU and many other nations this week and for the next 2 weeks were shutting down their central banks and the non-retail side of their major banks for the RVGCR release. Last Tuesday morning, 9/15, Mark Frederick and German financial analyst and ZIM holder Baden-Württemberg, Germany, tweeted out that the EU countries and citizens were told to prepare for the new post-RV financial system coming now. Google, Twitter, alert channel, reset. I call for citizens to prepare for the different monetary system. And a former executive director of the Dutch Central Bank calls for the Netherlands and Germany to prepare for the E and EU reset. I call for citizens to prepare for a different monetary system. He is confirming Mr. Fleming's sources, saying that the Pentagon security teams are happy with where the start readiness is as of today, 9/19, and that Redemption Center staff were given the weekend off in Redemption Centers in five southwestern states to get them ready for the Tier 4B exchanges starting anytime next week from Monday, Tuesday, 9/21 to 9/22 onward. And Mr. Fleming's sources reported, I can share that the exchange center supervisor I am depending on did give all those bankers assigned to his various centers in five states this weekend off, presuming the daily workload would increase dramatically between Monday 9/21 and month's end, Wednesday 9/30. I take that as a positive. Again, he is only as good as those he reports to above his pay grade. Our guy said that the Tier 4B start and the liquidity shotgun release would happen anytime, mainly from Tuesday 9/22 over the subsequent 72 hours. He still has to be intentionally vague for security reasons. He said, we need to be ready at any time next week for the shotgun release and notifications to come out to start us in Tier 4B, especially in that time frame next week. He said, we need to keep our chin up. This is it. The Trump team plan is still still to start the shotgun release Tier 4B exchanges no later than 6 weeks before the 11-3 election from next Tuesday onward next week. Keep all in prayer, he said, and be prepared to start next week, especially at any time, Tuesday 22nd through the 72-hour period to Friday 9:25. And that's the update.
Beautiful. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Soraya.
Get ready, people. You know, pull your Zim and your dinar and all that out of the closet and blow the dust off of it and get your plans in order, because you're about to get blessed. Okay.
Okay. Very
That's
good.
It.
All right. All right. I guess we can get started now.
Are we
with
ready
the
to continue the question and answer for Q&A and my father?
We are. As soon as you're ready.
Okay.
We're ready.
I'll bring my father
Thank
through.
Thank you so much. All right.
I'll say bye-bye to you guys. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Zaria. We love you. Thank you again for doing all of this for us. We certainly appreciate your assistance on our ascension journey and this RVGCR and everything else that we have missions for. So let's just wait for Zora, and we all know that process.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
I'm sure everyone is looking forward to this call, Zora. So thank you so much for being here with us. And maybe before the Q&A, real quickly, would you like to give us your summary now of the RVGCR?
I believe that Zoraic pretty much covered it.
Okay. And you did say, I think about a week ago, you said that this is our month. And that still stands true, correct?
Would you stop saying that?
Well, I'm just saying what you told me. I'm just confirming
I
that.
I know
Sarah.
That. I know that is fine.
Okay, thank you. That's all I was asking. All right, so let's go ahead with the first caller. We have 208 ending in 2087. Hello.
Hello there. Thank you so much for answering my questions. I'll say that first. I have a health question. I was wondering if you can tell me what I can do to get out of the six-year period of skin issues and allergy, food issues, and or did someone do something to me, like plant something on me, in me? Question, health.
Okay, could you tell us who you
are
first of all?
Are you not
a
goddess?
From?
I'm sorry?
Excuse me.
Say again?
Excuse me, Zora.
Who you
could
are
you tell us
and
who
where you're
you
calling
are?
From?
Oh, I'm sorry. Julie Franklin from Marcin, Idaho.
Okay. All
My
right.
first time
Idaho.
Calling.
All right.
Okay. Wonderful.
Are you not a goddess, my dear?
I am.
And are you not also a healer?
I am.
Then heal yourself. I will have
well,
you,
yeah.
But you do the healing.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And you?
Yes.
What do you say?
And you
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
And receive.
I receive. From the goddess of my being. I am completely
from the
healed.
Goddess of my being. I'm
yes.
completely healed.
Of?
Of my skin issues, my eating or allergy issues with food, and anything that might have been and or put or attached on me, completely healed. 4354321 now.
And you receive. And you know it.
And I receive, and I know it.
Very
I have
good.
A couple questions. Azora?
Yes?
I do have a question for her. I mean, a question for you for her in regarding the last question she had regarding all these issues, physical issues that have come up. Has that been coming from elsewhere? Has it been implanted in her or anything like that? What do you see in terms of the source of the
problem
she's got? Okay.
She is clear of any parasites. She is clear of any other issues. She just needs to step forth and exercise her goddess power to heal everything that she has just stated. And then it will be done. And the way you know that is to go into your kitchen and get a hold of something that you would normally be allergic to and take a bite of it and find out that you're no longer allergic to it.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you.
You have anything that you
Julie.
Can go and get so you can check it out for yourself?
Yes, I do. I do. It's a combination
go
of something,
and
I can go put that together and eat it.
Go ahead and put it together while we are on the phone.
Yep.
I would like to know, and you would like to know, that it was completed and done.
It does take a while to take effect, or it used to anyways when I had an issue, but I don't have an issue anymore, right?
That is correct, because you're a goddess and you're a healer.
Yeah, sometimes we forget, don't we?
Indeed. But now you know.
And now I know.
That you are a healer and that you are healed because you have so stated it.
Okay. I'm eating it now. Thank you.
Okay, let us know. Since we have an hour and a half for the call. The other thing I would like to maybe suggest to you as well is that liquid gold is really great because it is quantum. It is 40 extracts, plant extracts that help with allergies. It also helps with a lot of skin issues. You could rub it on your skin. You could put it on, if you have any burns, if you have any mosquito bites, it'll help to, get rid of it immediately, the itching or whatever the issues are. So, yeah, that would be something also that you could consider, Julie. But otherwise, let's see how you are by the end of the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Julie, thank
you. Thank
you
very much.
Thank you for your question.
Uh-huh.
All right, next caller is... 856 ending in 2340, your name, where you're calling from, and your question for Zora.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemary from New Jersey.
Rosemary, hello, welcome.
Right. Thank you. And thanks for calling, taking my call. Trying to work through to get a long term relationship or work, either one.
A what?
A long-term relationship or job, either one. Working on both.
And
which one do you
then?
Wish to address?
A long-term relationship.
What
do you want to do with
issue?
That? Or you
try to get him to communicate.
Well, what have you tried so far?
Calling him, he's not responding. He's not calling back. He's not answering. I know there's some issues there, so not on my end. Texting.
And you are doing
virtually
the,
talking,
your
part,
you
stuff
are
like
doing
that.
Your part to make contact with him.
Right.
And he is not responding to you.
Right.
Hmm.
But he's trying to get a hold of me through other people, but I don't know why he does that.
How about we do this? I have a better, how about, since we only have an hour and a half, Rosemary, how about we call you after the call? It's going
okay.
to take a little bit of time to just discuss this in length, okay?
Okay.
I have
all
your
right,
number.
Cool.
Okay, we'll call you
thank
after
you.
The call. All right. All right, Rosemary. Bye. Okay, everybody. Let's go on to our next question. 314 ending in 2036. 2036.
Jane, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Jim from St. Louis. How are
y'all? Of course. We're good.
Beautiful day here today. Very well. Very excited. Very well. And I listened earlier, and who is this Fleming guy? Who is he related to, and what is his title with all this information? I keep hearing about him. Good and bad.
Well, he is a messenger.
Is he from the outer?
And the information that he is receiving is spot on.
Can
you
say if he's of military or of, is he a higher being?
Well, he's an enlightened being, yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you for
okay,
your time,
Jim.
Then. I'll continue
okay.
listening. Have a great day.
All right, Jim, thank you. You too.
Love and light.
Love, lots of love. Okay, next caller is 817 ending in 1564.
Yes, Fernando in Texas.
Uh-huh. Hi, Fernando.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, Friday evening I was watching the sunset on the west, and on the west direction.
Indeed.
And I just saw the sun. It was big, yellow, and it had a red ring around it. Then it turned pinkish, reddish. I was just wondering, is that the real sun, or was that a spaceship, or what?
No, that's the real sun, but it was obscured by smoke.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right, Fernando. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is, I have the last four numbers are 7078. Last four numbers. First three numbers is 614.
Greetings.
You're on the air with Sora.
Hello, hello. Greetings. This is Ruth in southern eastern Australia in Victoria, the second most southern state.
Well, how are you doing, my dear?
Very well, Sora. Hello, Jane. Billy. Thank you.
Hello, Ruth.
thank you for your readings and laughter and banter and just the love and support is outstanding.
Indeed.
Yes. Interesting times and great support. Wonderful. It is a question for Zora, please. I am a goddess. Yes, I know that. Sometimes goddesses and gods need a little bit of mentoring, as you no doubt realize. And I am a little bit perplexed.
Indeed.
What is that noise?
That is so.
There's a bit of noise.
That is I.
Yeah, the noise is.
That is I.
Okay. It has come to my attention through a blood test that the reading of vitamin D in my system is very low, alarmingly low. So I went to the naturopath store and acquired some vitamin D oil to bring that up.
Well, your vitamin D you get from the sun, outside.
Indeed, and sun worshipping is a good thing, and it might not be enough sometimes. There was a lifestyle change, and I don't do that naked bit out in the backyard like, you know, some of us can do. But anyway, what is perplexing is the lower back pain the lack of vitamin D contributing to the lower back soreness. As the GP pointed out, that contributes to the leg soreness too, from the lower back pain.
I see.
But he didn't he didn't suggest that vitamin D is the cause, but the lower back causes.
So you have the lower back issues now?
Yes, I'm comfortable now. I'm not feeling it now, but yes, there is soreness, and putting the hands behind the back is a bit. Anyway, there's not an excuse. I would like some mentoring here, some understanding here. In sunny Australia,
right,
where vitamin D,
What I want you to do, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. I'm going to say receive. Then I want you to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive. And I want you to say, from the goddess of my being, my lower back is completely normal, free of pain, free of discomfort, and I know it. Are you ready?
Where would you like? Yes, of course. Where would you like? I suggest I put the hands just behind my back. Yes. Literally
If you can do that, if you can put one hand on the front and one hand on the back, that would be most appropriate. But if you cannot do that, then just simply place them both on the front.
I'll put them on the heart. Yes, I'll put them up. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From the goddess of my being, I'm completely healed of lower back discomfort and pain, and I know it. It is done.
And just keep your hands where they are for about 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
I think you said 5. All right, got it.
3 minutes will be fine.
Thank you.
I'll tell you when the 3 minutes is up.
Thank you.
May continue talking during that time period.
Well, it may be of interest to listeners, and I know I listened to some terrific questions. And I'm just going to point out I think Melbourne is on the world stage of this ridiculous lockdown, and I have been taking your advice and addressing our Premier, as you would call him, a governor in your state, a Premier, I won't name him, but addressing him in the manner which you guided us to do. There is a pretty big lockdown, a pretty ridiculous lockdown. Even I'm sure the police are fed up. But nonetheless, they're doing what they're instructed to do. And people are at wit's end. And the funds coming forth, I hope, will help the businesses.
Are they putting together what is termed as a petition in regards to this?
They rallied over the weekend. There was arrests, there was fines. How ridiculous it is. You can't travel more than 5Ks. Up until recently on Father's Day, one lady went 5.2 kilometres and fined $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
So ridiculous. Yes, we do need to stand up, and they're beginning to. But the police have become a bit nasty. And I'm not sure what Dan Andrews, I said his name. I don't know what his agenda really is. And I know about the rescues. Yes, they're there. And thank God. And I wondered if that was to shield that goings on, as read out by Billy. Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Your readings are magnificent. I don't expect you to broadcast this, but it's a state of ridiculous lockdown, particularly Melbourne and other places where all the borders are locked pretty much all.
So Zora,
yeah, one minute to go.
Yeah, Zora, what is going on over there in Australia, Melbourne, et cetera, and where she's at? When is that going
just
to be
like
rectified?
Well, it's like things are going on here. People are uninformed, and therefore they're acting accordingly. But as I told the people here, you need to get a petition going toward your people in charge, or think you're in charge, so it can be brought to their attention that you are not going to stand for it.
Yeah. So, Zora, so when the question really is, when is this going to be over with?
Thanks, Jane.
Well, I will say you will not be wearing masks next year at all. Whether you're going to continue wearing them this year remains to be seen. But understand that the more petitions you get out there, the quicker the nonsense will stop.
So hand-signed petitions. I know of electronic ones, of course, but the hand-signed ones is what you're... Any petitions, no doubt. Yeah, get it.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yes. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. We still have to take a stand. Right. We have to be proactive.
Yeah.
Thank
you. We have a non-colonial.
Yeah, we have to be proactive.
Thank you.
We're not trying to. Yeah, not anger. Not
you're not
revenge.
Trying to overthrow the government. You're simply letting them know that you're not going to put up with this ridiculous lockdown.
How is your back now, Ruth?
Well, it's comfortable against a pillow, and certainly I thank you so much.
You thank the goddess of your being. You do not thank me.
Yeah. Your mentoring is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much, all of you.
Do this as much as you can, practice of healing.
And so the vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Oil, yeah. Ingestion, yeah. Top it up.
Yeah, anything else has to do as well with the ligaments and the bones would be very helpful.
Thank you, Jay.
And get out in the sun a lot more.
A lot more, yes. Sun worshipping is good. But even after
I'm just saying, go out and sit in a chair and absorb some sun and then come back in. I'm not telling you to go out and strip down to your birthday suit and absorb the sun. No, use your common sense. You do not want to burn.
And of course,
the burn does not come from the sun. It comes from the poisons that are in the atmosphere. So it's not the sun that's burning your skin.
Thank you, I know that. Yeah, and even after the sun baking, the reading was low. Thank you so much, all of you.
Okay. All right, Ruth.
Indeed.
Wonderful talking with you today.
Likewise.
Thank you, lots of love. Okay, everybody, thank you.
Likewise. Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right. 208 ending in 8394.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right. 208
Hello?
Ending in 8394.
Hi.
You know who this is.
Jane, can you hear me?
We can.
Jane? Hi.
Yes.
This is Pawnee.
Hello,
hi.
Pawnee.
Hi.
Hello.
Pawnee from Idaho. I just received an email from Diane Robbins. And she said she got a message from St. Germain saying... There is now an evil energy over North America. And she sent out a decree to all her followers. And I was thinking you might have gotten that you could put on the website. But we need to say it every day. And I wanted Zora to comment on that. Thank you so much.
And what is the decree? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, there you are. We lost you there for a minute.
And what
is
the decree that she put out?
Did you want me to read it? Okay.
Well, how long is it?
I'm afraid it's kind of long. It's one, two,
just
three very
us.
Long paragraphs. Pardon?
Could you just send it to us so we may read it?
Oh, yes, I will. But do you know about the evil energy that's over North America? And how we can dispel it by saying this decree.
So first of all, Zora, is there an evil energies or whatever over North America?
I have not sensed one.
Have you, well, I'm going to see if I could sense it. Do you know where it's coming from? Does she say where it's coming from?
No, she just said that Saint Germain told her that it was over Canada, United States, and Mexico, North America. The continent of North America.
I don't sense that it's evil. Intuitively, energetically, and I'm pretty good with that. So there's maybe something else that's going on that's a different kind of energy that's not positive. That doesn't necessarily mean.
Well, yeah, it's.
Go ahead, Connie.
Definitely send it to you. It's the Great Divine Director Decree. And it's the grand cosmic miracle manifestation that she's calling it.
So
I just feel to be on the same slide, I'm going to be saying it as much as I can because, you know, we're talking about the mighty I am presence, mighty I am presence of these embodies upon the earth. You know, we are very powerful beings and we can dispel this force that is trying to cause havoc.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out, Connie.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jane.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
I'm sending lots of love.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Zora?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was rather interesting. What do you feel energetically in terms of what's going on in the, you know, in North America? There's something going on, obviously, but I don't feel what she was saying in terms of evil energies.
Just the ones that are trying to perpetrate this ridiculous lockdown or what you call the revolution with a mask.
Yeah, you don't see a veil of evil energies enveloping North America, do you?
No.
No. Yeah, I don't either. Okay. Anyways, let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and read that. So let's go on to our next question person. All right. Thank you, Pawnee, for that. We'll look into that. Our next person is 678 ending in 9066.
Namaste to everyone. This is Viv.
Hey, Viv. How are you?
Hi. Hi, I'm awesome. Thanks to you guys. Keeping it rolling. Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you, Zora. We'd be lost without you, Zora.
Indeed.
We really would. Thank you.
Indeed.
I just have a question about the mentors. Is it possible that our twin will be one of our mentors?
What?
She's looking for her twin, Zora.
Oh.
He told me where my twin is. My question is whether or not it's possible that our twins will also be our mentors.
Could very well be.
That's all I need to know. Thank you, Jane.
Okay, Beth. All righty.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Love you all.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love you, too. Okay. 212 ending in 3285.
Hello?
3285. Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very intrigued. First-time listener and caller. I have numerous health issues that I've been dealing with over the years, going to different practitioners, a lot of research on my own and different protocols, healing, spiritual healing, and seem to be going around in circles and can't even find what the root causes are.
And what are the issues?
Systemic infections, periodontal disease. I've been losing my teeth slowly and will have to get a lot of work done. Hormone imbalances, hypothyroid, probably sluggish adrenal, other hormones, whack, hair loss, bone loss, muscle loss.
And what was your name again?
Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen, where are you from?
New York.
Oh, from New York. Okay.
New York. Yes. I was sickly as a child with a history of pneumonia, and I had a lot. So I kind of think that laid the groundwork. Possibly it's also a past life thing.
What do you see, Zora?
Well, what we need to do is for you to rub your hands together.
Okay.
And place them both over your heart.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to renew and re-energize your heart mind. And all those issues that you mentioned,
yes,
stem from the heart mind.
Mm.
So we're going to heal your heart mind, and that will take care of all the other issues.
Wow, thank
so
you.
So let us do that first.
Okay.
I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. Then I want you to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Then you're going to say, from the goddess of my being, I am completely healed of, and then fill in the blanks. Are you ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From
the
goddess
of my being,
I am completely healed of all my issues, the systemic infection, periodontal disease, hypothyroid, adrenal fatigue, hormone imbalances, resulting in bone loss, hair loss, muscle loss, fungal toenails, probably a lot of gut microbiome issues.
And you are healed of all of this, and you know it.
I am healed of all of this, and I know it.
rested your hands where they are for 3 minutes, after which time I'm going to ask you again how you feel. And I don't want to hear anything that has to do with negativity. Because, understand, by the law of attraction, whatever you think, you create. If you think you have these symptoms, then you have them. But you are already completely healed of them, so you are no longer susceptible to them. You understand?
Yes.
So after the 3 minutes, I'm going to ask you again how you feel. And I want a positive response, basically saying, I am completely healed and I know it. Because that is exactly what is taking place right now. You are being healed of all those issues you mentioned, all at once, in an instant. You feel the warmth going into your heart mind.
Yeah, I feel it kind of in my whole midsection.
Indeed. That is the healing premise of the heart-mind that is spreading out throughout your body and healing all those areas that you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
So you are allowing this to occur. And you were asking or requesting from the goddess of your being that this is done. And you know it. So you're telling your body, you're giving your body permission to heal itself.
Okay.
And that warmth is a outward sign or inward sign showing you that something is going on.
Great.
So what you want to do on a daily basis is repeat what we have just done. Do this like 2 or 3 times a day. You sit down quietly and you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. My body is completely healed of, and then fill in the blanks again. And you simply say at the end, it is done and I know it. And every time you do that, it reinforces your healing.
Okay.
You understand?
How do you feel now?
I feel good. Yes.
Very
right.
Good.
Different.
Correct answer.
I am well. I am completely healed. So it is done.
Indeed. And it is done.
Do you meditate, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. So since you meditate, especially when you meditate, and you move into a higher consciousness, vibrational level of alpha, when you get there out of beta and into alpha, that's when you can create and reaffirm the healing process. And then when you get back to this consciousness, then you will be guided to doing what you need to do to affirm your healing process and not go backwards. So you're going to be able to integrate, you know, what you feel now, that higher level of knowing, and you're going to be able to just know it in your heart. You will know it physically. You will know it mentally. And that integration, that all of those three things together will get you to where you need to be, which is to be in full health, great health, because that's really our essence, is perfect health. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter at all. It's just knowing that you are full, perfect health. Okay.
I guess it's all about repatterning.
Yeah. It is what?
It's all about repatterning. Repatterning.
Exactly. Yes, it is. Reprogramming. Absolutely. Creating. You are the creator.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, I feel
very good
now. So I thank you so much, and thank you for your lessons.
All right, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Zora. All right.
Thank you.
Here we go. Next caller is 860 ending in 1804. Please let us know who you are and where you're calling from. 860 ending in. Hello. Hello, John.
John, Connecticut.
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you, folks?
Good.
Wonderful. And how are you?
Thank you. Very good. Mike, don't necessarily have a question, more of an observation. Based on what Zaria said at the start of the show, which was fantastic news for the RV, this is the Q&A before that could happen, yet everybody seems to be asking questions not pertaining to the RV.
That is so.
And I know everyone's questions are important, but it seems like this will be the time to ask those questions.
That's true.
Most of the questions are mostly about what's called healing.
So I just wanted to point out that observation. That's all.
That's very observant. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to say, just to piggyback to what John is saying, you know, because this is that time, and Billy did say at the very beginning, take out everything that you need now, dust them off, and really get ready. And part of the getting ready, you know, when people say they don't know what kind of projects they want to really work on, it comes down again to you as being the creator. You are an intrinsic part of this of consciousness. You have a special mission, each and every one of us. Follow your passion. What is it about you that ignites you and motivates you? Whether in however way it comes out, that will help you in assessing and determining what you really want to do as far as helping humanity. So, anyway, that was my 2 cents.
That is so.
All right. Thank you so much, John. We will be, because it's so soon, we will be having another call very, very soon again. All right. And our next caller is 773 ending in 4172. Zora, are you doing something back there? It's very kind of noisy.
I understand.
Okay. All right. 773 ending in 4172. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Miguel from Chicago.
Hello, Miguel. Welcome.
Yes, I just had my uncle passed away this week, and he kind of died like a real bitter person, and I just want to say that that we all love him, and I don't know what else to say. I didn't talk to him like for 2 years because he just kind of closed down on everybody around him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so your question for Zora is?
How's he doing? You know, I try to talk to him, try to, you know, let him know what was going on. But, you know, I guess he's just too involved in the world. Just, how's he doing? You know, I know he's doing okay. Just, I don't know if this would help him in his, you know, his life or where he's at right now. Any comments that Zora can say? That's all.
Okay. Zora, did you hear that? I'm sorry, we can't hear you, Zora. Hello?
Part of it, yes. You put me on mute.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Zora. Miguel, tell Zora again what has happened.
Yes, hi, Zora.
Father.
Yes, my uncle, he passed away this week, and, you know, I tried to talk to him. I didn't know what's going on, you know. But, you know, he just died a real bitter person, and I just, you know, any comment that you can say to maybe help him in this. I know these are all lessons for us.
Well, he has ascended into a full fifth dimensional body. So he looks very young now.
Okay. Thank you.
And now, hold on a second. So, Zora, because he was a bitter man until his death, what kind of message and what has he realized so far that maybe Miguel, you could tell Miguel?
The message for you from him is, I'm sorry, I didn't listen.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Father Zora. Tell him we love him.
Mm-hmm. He knows that.
Thank you, Father Zora.
Thank you, Miguel. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Continue to send him love. All right. Okay, our next caller now is 905, ending in 4442. That's a huge lesson. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Your name, and
hi, my name's Jessica. I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I was just wondering, there was, I have a question. There was a UFO sighting, I think, last week. And they were trying to say that it was a blimp. I was just wondering if you knew who it was, or in New Jersey. It happened in New Jersey.
And
oh,
what color
really?
Was it?
I have the YouTube. Everybody stopped. It's it was like a cylinder. It looks like a darker color, like a gray, and it had a big light on it.
Uh-huh. It was a mobile transport. And it was from the Galactic Federation.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
What is a mobile transport, Zora? What is a mobile transport?
A mobile transport is one that transports many entities.
We hear a little one in the background there, Jessica.
many, what you call, many beings. It was transporting many beings to the earth. And, of course, the people that were being transported to the earth were known as mentors.
Really?
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That's cool. That's great news.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, how many of them are there that's doing that right now, Zora?
Several.
Oh, just several, not too many.
Yes.
Okay. So are they, the several, are they in different parts of the world?
Yes.
Okay. And are they going to be knocking on doors yet, or are they going to wait for disclosure?
Some may be knocking on doors.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was a really great question there, Jessica. We'll have to ask more about this. Yes, can you send us
on YouTube?
Oh, it's on YouTube, huh?
It is?
And when did you see that on YouTube?
It says UFO sighting in New Jersey, 9/14/2020.
Okay. All right, everybody. Let's all go look at that. All right. Very good. All right, Jessica.
Thanks so much for that info. Thank you for everything. Love you guys. Bye.
I love you too. Mm-hmm. All righty. Bye. Did you want to tell us any more about these mobile ships? How long have they been doing this, Zora?
Not long.
Okay. All right. Well, we better get going here. So next caller is 352 ending in 7711.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Pamela in Kentucky. How are you all?
Yes. We're good, Pamela.
My question is, could Zora give us a rundown again? I know he's done this before. Could he give us a rundown again about how things are going to happen? Like, you know, the RV will be first and then I think disclosure, but I'm not sure. Can you give us a rundown of events that's going to be happening and in the order of which they will be happening?
Is that so important?
Well, it kind of. I mean, you know, you kind of want to know what is ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, first you have the RV. Then you have what is known as galactic disclosure. Then you have what is known as the wave of enlightenment. And then a little time after that, you have what is called the gathering.
Now, the gathering, I've always been a little confused about the gathering. What exactly is the gathering?
Well, if you look at the sun, when it is going down with dark glasses, you will see a gray orb in front of the sun. The gray orb is a ship. The name of the ship is Elemen. It is a gathering ship. It is from the star system of Sirius. It is the ship that will be taking back home all of the incarnates from Sirius that are on the earth presently. So now that it's there, it kind of tells you that it didn't just come here for sightseeing. It has a purpose.
Okay.
And that purpose is to collect the incarnates that are from the star system of Sirius that are presently living on the earth.
Thank you for that, Zora.
Indeed.
Zora?
Yes.
Well, now we know that that is just one ship for the gathering.
Of course.
There are going to be many around
ships.
The world. Right.
Oh, yes. There will be. And people have asked, how can it be possible for a ship to collect, say, all the people in New York City because there are so many. I can assure you, the entire city of New York can be vacated in less than a moment.
Wow. Okay. So that's for down the road.
Indeed.
Okay, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, dear. We'll let you go. Okay. Here we are. Next caller we have is 973, ending in 7070. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, who's calling?
My name is Tina.
All right. And where are you calling from,
and where
Tina?
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. There you go.
Jersey's on a roll tonight. Mm-hmm.
It is. You have a question for Zora?
Yes. Can we ask about relationships, or does it have to be about loved ones that have passed on?
What?
Say that again?
Can we ask a question about relationships, or does the question have to be about loved ones that have passed on?
Why don't you ask the question, first of all?
Oh, okay. I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Uh-huh. And what about
okay.
it?
Okay.
Just whatever spirit has first.
Say that again?
Whatever spirit has for us.
Or whatever
spirit
has
for you?
Yes.
She wants to know whether they have a what kind of a relationship do they have?
You want to know if your relationship is strong?
Yeah, just in the future, yes.
Yes. You have a very strong bond.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, no, I thought he gave us more info. Oh, okay, if that's okay, can I ask about my brother that passed on?
Okay.
What?
Her brother.
Can I ask about my brother?
Sure. Speak a little more slowly and just tell us when he transitioned and, you know, what your question is.
He transitioned years ago, and I just wanted to know, does he have any messages for me?
Oh. What's his name?
Abdul.
Abdul, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is the second question, however.
That's okay, Zora.
Thank you.
He is extremely happy where he is. It is a glorious, harmonious place. And you have much to look forward to once you arrive.
And that's his message for her?
It is.
Okay, very good.
Thanks.
Okay, we have to get
going.
Thank
you.
All right.
Bye.
Then. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right, we have two more questions, and I think that'll probably – we have three more, and I think that'll be it because we only have, like, 15 minutes left, guys. All right, so the next caller we have is – hold on a second. I got to go to where I was at. I think we – did this one, 631, ending in 3633. I think we've got
hello.
Her. Yes, hello.
Hi, it's Denise
yes,
from New York. Hi, Zora.
Okay.
Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you, Jane?
Well, good. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, Hi. I have a question for Zora. Speaking of the gathering, do we have a choice
yes.
of where we want to go when the gathering happens? Do we have a choice of where we,
it's in
you
your
know,
DNA.
It's already in our DNA.
It is coded in your DNA.
Can you tell me what's my, are you able to tell me what my choice is? My,
where she's going, Zora.
Where
is she
am I going?
Going?
Well, I can tell you you're Arcturian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
And the ship that will be taking
yes.
you is already on the Earth.
Oh, they're taking me back home?
Yes.
Oh, what about my family? What about my family?
That too.
What about my, huh?
Them as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Very
they
good,
are,
Denise.
They
okay.
are Arcturian as well.
Yes, you told me that before, Zora. I know. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Denise. Take care,
is
dear.
It, wait, one question,
okay,
one
bye-bye.
More question. Is it a nice place there? Is it nice there? I
Arcturian?
Love the earth. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's a wondrous place to be.
Okay. Like Mother Earth, like Terra Crista?
Not quite. Instead
no.
of having blue water, you have golden water.
Wow.
Okay, Denise,
okay.
we got to get going, dear. Alrighty.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Zora.
You're welcome.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you
bye.
Too.
Indeed.
Okay, next caller is 561 ending in 2976. 2976, you're on the air.
Hi, Zora. This is Sandy from Florida. Quick question. What will Terra Crista look like in 2 years with all the new technology?
You wish to know what Terra Crista is going to look like?
With the new technology coming out. How many changes will be taking place on the Earth with the new technologies?
Which technologies are you speaking of?
Well, the healing technologies and new building materials and everything else. Will we see big changes in the next 2 years?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. You're going to see the development of building materials made from hemp, and no more trees will be taken.
Good. Will we see the new healing chambers and people getting healed from those new chambers, or will it be the new energy that will heal people?
You what?
Will we see the new energies healing people, or will it be like the celestial chambers? Will the new energies coming in heal people first?
Understand. When what is termed as the galactic disclosure occurs, on that day, there will be mass healing globally. People who have missing limbs, such as legs and arms, will be fully restored back to normal. Due to the Arcturian ships that are already on the Earth, that are cloaked already, and they are outside of all metropolitan areas. They're on the Earth right now, but you cannot see them because they are cloaked. But when the time is right, the time is given, they will decloak and they will send forth a healing pulse on a global scale. And they are positioned. They are positioned in an area. If you were able to see them on a world map, they overlap each other's space their field. And once it is released, overlapping each other's space, will totally encompass the world. And all who need healing will receive it simultaneously, globally.
Okay, very good.
We're good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sandy.
Thank you.
All righty. Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Good question. Now,
thank
Zora,
you.
Just tagging on to Sandy's question. Now, the med beds are age-reversing. The Arcturian ships will be healing, but they're not going to be age-reversing, are they?
No.
Yeah, right. So we still need those med beds. Okay.
We still need
all
the
right.
med beds. Okay.
You still need the celestial chambers. Yes.
Right. Okay. So next caller is 313 ending in 4595. All right. So we need to get moving here. Hello?
Yes.
Welcome.
This is Jimmy from Detroit.
Yes, your name and where you... Oh, who? Jimmy?
Yep, Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy
hey,
from
Zora.
Detroit. Okay.
Yes, yes. Zora, I...
Hello.
Hello. I was wondering if you can detect any negative energies, implants, parasites in my energy field.
In your energy field?
Yes. In my being.
You mean presently?
Hmm.
Yes.
No, I do not sense anything in you at all.
Wow. That's great. Zora.
Why is that?
You see, he is completely clear of all parasites.
Yeah.
Cool.
How are you
that's
feeling,
that's
Jimmy?
Good to know, Zora. I'm feeling good. It's just that my family's had a really rough year. I lost my sister in January, my brother in February. I had another sister that's been in the hospital for 3 months with health issues that, you know, just don't seem to want to leave her. Her pancreas has been what they call angry. And so, you know, I'm just wondering about my family. And, you know, of course, I'm attached to them. So I'm wondering if maybe we have something in common or that, you know, that's affecting all of us or what, you know.
Oh,
in
I
a
see.
Rough year, you know, with the virus, you know, the upheaval in the world from this virus. But, you know, my personal family has had a lot of issues on top of that, you know, before the virus even hit.
Hmm.
I lost my brother
mm-hmm.
and my sister.
Hmm.
So,
right.
You know, that's why I was wondering if there was any residual connection to me, or I know if we have some of this stuff, we don't even realize it. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's why I asked
no.
the question.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're good. I checked it. Also,
no, you are completely free of anything.
Yeah, you're good.
Wow, I'm working on self healing too. Every day I
there you
it,
go.
So. You know,
that's
and
a part
course,
of it.
I learned that from you, Zora, I
really
appreciate it. I mean, I realize it's me doing it, but I learned how to do
yeah.
it from you. So,
good
you
job.
Know, I certainly give you all
indeed.
Credit for that. Thank you so much, Zora.
Very good.
And James.
Okay, Jimmy. Yes. Wonderful. Good
right.
news for you. And remember, the ones that have transitioned, they're in a whole lot better place anyways.
Yes. It's just, you know, they had some attachments to them. I checked with someone else, and they had, you know, negative attachments to them before they could go where they needed to go. They had to get rid of those
yes.
entities that were attached to them. So, you know, I worked
okay.
with somebody else to take care of that. So, you know,
good.
I thought I might have some with me too. So that's why I wanted to find
no.
out. But,
yeah.
So thanks a
nope.
lot. Thanks
you're
a lot,
good.
You guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Very
thanks
good.
You
know. Okay, Jimmy. Thank you for your call. All right. This is our
right,
last caller,
bye-bye.
Everybody. All right. Thank you, Jimmy. And our last caller is 954 ending in 3864. Last caller, 3864. Welcome.
I'm Dalton calling from Florida. Hi, Zora.
Oh,
hi, Jane.
How are you? Hey, nice to hear your voice, Dalton.
Thank you. I've been hearing that the earth is flat. Could you explain that to me, or could you tell me whether it's round or flat, please?
What?
I've been hearing that the earth is flat.
Right.
Could you tell me if it's flat or it's round?
It is a sphere, a hollow sphere.
A hollow sphere. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. That's what I thought. I couldn't see it as anything else.
Thank you. Yeah, we need that. Confirmation sometimes, Zora. There's more information coming out now. I think it's Charlie Freak who's coming out with the theory, or he feels that it's proof that the Earth is flat. And this is, you know, that has been out there for, you know, a number of times. And so so do you want to say anything about why? Mm-hmm, yes. To all of us, Zora. Mm-hmm.
Understand, if the Earth was flat, the entire circumference of the Earth flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you explain time? Understand, time is regulated by light and dark. You have on one side of the earth, it is daylight. On the other side, it is nighttime. If the earth were flat, where would the darkness come from?
Well,
The sun would always be shining over the entire surface of the earth. If it was flat.
If it was flat, where would hollow earth be?
Correct. Where would the hollow earth be? Where would Antarctica be? So, yes, the earth is a hollow sphere. It is not flat.
I have
our
a question, Zora. Are they
are a sphere, and they are hollow.
Oh. There are no flat planets anywhere in the universe?
None. They are all circular, and they are all a hollow sphere with populations living within them.
All right. This is a good way to end our call. Danta, thank you so much for your question. All right, everyone. We have 2 minutes left. And I think that it is really time for everyone to really get down, do the homework, get everything taken care of, relook at your projects, add more to it, understand exactly how you're going to go through the process. Also know that you can take someone with you. An attorney would be good, or an estate attorney, or an accountant, someone who you can depend on, that has some financial background would be helpful as well. You could also bring your spouse. You could bring someone else. So with that, let's go ahead, Zora. Let's send everybody a boost of wondrous, glorious, and love. Go ahead, Zora. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Zora, for being here.
Five, four, three, two, one. Receive.
Five, four, three, two, one. We all receive. Gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in perfect health, perfect harmony and peace and joy and great abundance. And we absolutely know it. We have pristine earth here and beautiful, wondrous, glorious humanity. All of you, fifth dimensional beings. You are here to lead in the transition. So thank you so much for being here with all of us, and we shall talk with you very, very soon. We'll also let you know when we have our call with Dr. Shaw, and of course our urgent, urgent, urgent call that will be coming up for the RV. All right, Zora, you have you've got 20 seconds.
Just remember, you are gods and goddesses. You are all healers. And let no one tell you otherwise.
Thank you, everyone. It is done. We are finished.